Pratch Lee recorded his first rap album on a karaoke machine in his parents' garage in Long Beach, California. From there, his music traveled back to his homeland, Cambodia. It got widely bootlegged there and made Pratch the pioneering voice of Cambodian refugee rap. That was all back in 2001. Pratch has recently completed his third album. Reporter Corey Takahashi caught up with Pratch in Long Beach, the city that shaped his sound.
Pratch's songs are not for the faint of heart. He performs a kind of ultra-reality rap. He takes listeners from the border of Cambodia and Thailand in one beat, then to the blocks of Long Beach and Compton in the next. Pratch is a survivor of both of these worlds.
That song is called Simplistic, and I'm just saying it's simple for me to, you know, to yay Khmer and then flip back to English again. So I'm literally saying almost the same thing, but in Khmer and also in English.
Pratch takes me on a drive through his old hangouts in Long Beach.
That's known as Cambodia Town.
We're on Anaheim Street, passing Cambodian restaurants and karaoke bars, liquor stores, and Mexican taquerias. That mix isn't always peaceful. In fact, for two decades, Southeast Asian and Latino gangs have feuded here. Pratch lives in calmer neighborhoods now, but his childhood stomping grounds are never far away.
Compton and Long Beach together, now you know we in trouble, cause ain't nothing but G-Thang, baby.
Pratch's rap style took its biggest turn after a harrowing experience in his teens. At the time, his family was living in an all-Latino neighborhood. Pratch says he never joined a gang, but some of his Cambodian friends did. And those friends often came by to visit Pratch. He says one Latino gang member assumed guilt by association and opened fire on his home. His parents, who had escaped the horror of Pol Pot's genocide in Cambodia, found themselves in the middle of a gang war in Long Beach.
When they stopped shooting, when we stopped hearing fires, we ran in there and I saw my parents all stretched out, laid out on the ground. And, you know, thanks to Buddha or whatever it is, karma, whatever it is, but they didn't get hurt. You know, there's all the bullets was like all over the walls, but it didn't hit them. It was like a life or death situation where it's either I'm going to stay here and die or get away for a while. And my parents decided to send me to Florida.
In Florida, Pratch lived with an older brother, a performer in a wedding band. It was the brother who encouraged Pratch to go deeper, musically and lyrically. So Pratch began rapping about Cambodia. Back in his car, Pratch says he's had a lucky life, here in America and in his country of birth.
I was born in Cambodia in the concentration camp during the end of the war, during the end of the killing fields. And, you know, we head for the border, stayed at the Thai border for I think a couple years, and then got sponsored to America.
Through lands and water and endless rice fields, mountains and jungle, we're on top of the hill. The view of the valley gave us chills. People look like sand, the crowd around crater holes.
Pratch's just completed album, The Llama, Memoirs of the Invisible War, delves into that history. He says The Llama is a phrase he created as a shorthand for his life story. It's a combination of the words drama, trauma, and Dalai Lama. There's no shortage of drama in his raps, which is how he likes it.
Half mile long by a half mile wide. NGO set up camps and tents at nearby location. Passed out supply, food, medication. My sister waiting line so she can get us some food.
And I think that song, Hell's Gate, kind of captured that moment of us fleeing to the border, being at the border, and then what the drama and trauma brings inside the, you know, the border camps. And this is life experience, because it's not about from another person's stories. This is actually from my family story.
The chapters of that story are still being written. Rap music is huge now in Cambodia, and Pratch, who has made several visits, is planning another trip back to Cambodia this winter. He wants to do more concerts in his homeland. And he smiles when he talks about his efforts to get Cambodians to throw their hands in the air and wave them like they just don't care. For The World, I'm Corey Takahashi in Long Beach, California.
At the border is where we all wait. The border, we call it Hell's Gate. We can't go forward, we can't go back. Smoking black cloud hovers, darkness covers the land. So soldier setting fire, burning down contraband. Random inspection, no one understands. Language broken, but the automatic heavy metal works in the hand. Hot and dusty air make the weather all lethal. The sun show no mercy, pounding down on the people. Not enough refuge, some would use palm leaves. Tired of the best roof, sheltered underneath. Some would seek shade, could they burn it from the heat? They get weak by the way, they will settle by a tree. You can see campfire, clay pots and hot iron pan. Plastic to capture raindrops, grains and crops, cooks and can. Some children's dance cuts on the ground, they found some watermelon. On the other hand, some so skinny looking like a walking skeleton. Psychologically damaged, overrun by violence. In prison condition, dreadfully cramped. Disturbing events deep inside the camps. Dozens dead after the raid of mass army banded. Men severely beaten, women harassed and raped. Always seek us refuge, they treat us worse than slaves. Those who don't know think everything is under control and okay.
No way.
No announcement made, all you hear is the alarm. This wind and rain, lightning, thunderstorm. Nothing can protect you from the monstrous monsoon. Hundreds of casualties, looking like the war's about to end soon. At the border. We all wait the border.